ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Mura Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara here brings Gufa Omer V'Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shloisha Salofim Halochis Nishtachu B'mei Evlei Shal Moshe. The Gemara here brought this earlier in Daf Tes Vov Amud Beis. The other Gemara asked to steer between two members of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel said, Kolor Ashkoilis Sha'omdu Lehen Li'Yisrael, He said that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu told Yosef ben Yehezer, the level of the Limud HaTorah was the same. From that point on, the level of learning deteriorated. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel say that if he himself said that immediately after the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, already 3,000 halachos were lost? On that thing we answer, D'shtakach lehu ishtakach, v'digmir lehu havigmiri k'moshe Rabbeinu. As far as those 3,000 halachos, they were lost. However, whatever was left, they were able to retain at the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lashon of Tosis at the bottom of Lamed over there is, Mashe Nishtar Lehem Shalai Shalchu Havigmir Bidukya Kemoshe. Whatever halachos they did retain, they learned them with the same precision as Moshe Rabbeinu. And here in Daf Tesayin Amarav, the Gemara goes back to that memra and continues to relate what happened at that moment that these 3,000 halachos were lost. So the Gemara brings Amar Lo Yeshua Sha'al, Klai Yisrael told to Moshe Rabbeinu, ask in Shemaim for them to reveal to you the 3,000 lost halachis. To that Yeshua answered back, Loi b'Shemayim hi. He quoted them the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Loi b'Shemayim hi leimar miyal alonu ha-Shemayim avi'yikachen alonu v'yashmeinu oisa v'na'aseno. The Pasuk Pshat in that Pasuk is, the Torah is not difficult for us to attain. It's not as if we have to ascend to the heavens to get the Torah, but Yeshua understood from this Pasuk we also learn that Torah is no longer in Shemayim once it was given to Klai Yisrael. It's now in the hands of Klai Yisrael to learn and to analyze. We don't have the option of going back to Shemaim to get something back which was lost. We cannot be Samech on a Nevuah or on a Baskoil. And the Gemara continues that Shmuel said a similar memra. He quoted the Pasuk, Elu HaMisfes HaShash Tivah Hashem Es Moshe Abnei Yisrael Bar Sinai. And from that he understood, Ein Anavi Reshoi L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. And this Gemara would seem to be Mashma, that even a mitzvah which was given already to Klai Yisrael, even halachos which were given, but then subsequently forgotten, and these also say, Loi b'Shemayim hi, there is no possibility to return these halachos by inquiring from the Shemayim. However, there's a kasha on this that the Achayim ask from a Gemara Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Minatzbach, the five letters Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Fei, and Chof, that have a different form at the end of the word. And the Gemara over there says, what is the source that these letters take on a different form at the end of the word? The Gemara says, Minatzbach, Tzoyfim Omrum. Tzoyfim Rashi over there explains, means Nevi'ei Hadoreis. The Nevi'im taught us that these letters are the ones that have two different forms. And that Gemara asks, how can we say Minatzbach Omram, how can we say the Nevi'im were Mechadish this? We know that Ein Anavi Rashoi Lechadish Dover Me'ato. A Navi cannot be Mechadish something new. Additionally, the Gemara asks another kash over there, V'oid HaOmer Rav Chisda, Mem V'samuch Shebeluchais, V'neis V'yo'aymdim. We know that the letters of the Luchais were carved all the way through from one side to the other side, and therefore the Mem and the Samach, meaning the Mem Sefis and the Samach, stood miraculously, since the middle of the letter had to hover in mid-air, so you see that there already was a concept of a mem seifis. So first one answers, in mahava havu v'lo havi yadi hai b'emtza v'hai b'seif. They knew that these letters of Menatzvich had two versions. They just did not know which form it takes on when it's the middle of the word, and which form is when it's at the end of the word. And the Gemara there continues, and the Gemara explains, not that the Nevi'im were mechadish for the first time which one should be which, rather as the Gemara says, elo shachachum v'chazru v'yastum. Originally it was known, it was given over from Moshe Mi-Sinai, which form of these letters should be used when it's in the middle of the word, and which form when it's at the end of the word. But somehow it got forgotten, and the Nevi'im came with their Nevuah, they established which one is correct, so they weren't Mechadish something new, they just brought back something which was forgotten. So there the Gemara seems to say clearly, that although a Navi cannot be Mechadish something new, Torah Lo Bashamayimi, but if they're coming to reinstate something that had been given already before, and it was just forgotten, that we could be Samech on a Nevuah, and that we don't say Lo Bashamayimi. And this, the Achayim asked, the Peshu over there in Megillah and others, that Gemara there seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara talking about bringing back halachas which had been given already, the 3,000 halachas which were forgotten during Gemay Evelei Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara relates that Yeshua and Shmuel, they both said that we cannot go and get back these halachas from Shemayim. So the Peshu wants to be Mechadish, that Gemara over there which says in Megillah, Shulchan V'chazer V'yastum, it does not mean to say that the Nevi'im got it back Alpi Nevuah, that they got it back Alpi Pilpul. Similar to that which the Gemara says over here, further down the Amud, Rebbe Vohu says, "Afal pikein hechziru nasniel ben knaz mitoich pilpuloi Asniel ben Kenaz used his koyach pilpul to bring rayas to these halachas. He was able to get them back without inquiring from Shemayim. That's what the Gemara Megillah means as well, when it says, Shachachum v'chozru v'yastum, they did not rely on their nevuah to bring back these halachas, rather they brought rayas to clarify what was correct. Now there is another kasha which Achorim address, another place where we find this concept of Shachachum v'chozru v'yastum, the Gemara Sukkodaf Memdaur Omer Aleph. The Gemara there says, the sheet of Rav Yechanan is, a Rav Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the mitzvah to encircle the Mizbeach, holding our Ravais, that was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Yet the Gemara says, we find Rav Yechanan said, it was Yesod Nevi'im, a takana established by the Nevi'im, as she says in the Nevi'im Achoinim, Chagat Zechayim Malachi, they established this mitzvah of our Rava. So the Gemara says, Elo Shachachom V'chozru V'yastom. The Nevi'im were not the ones who were mechadish this mitzvah, it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, however it was forgotten, and the Nevi'im came, Alpi Dar Nevu, and re-established this mitzvah. The Loshna Vashu, there is, Chozru V'yastom Alpi HaDibur. The Nevi'im got a Nevu'ah to re-establish this. And here again, the question will be, how does this fit with our Sugya? In our Sugya, we see that if there were Halachas which were given and then forgotten, they cannot be brought back through Nevu'ah. There we see that the mitzvah of a Rava was brought back through Nevu'ah. Then that Gemara and Sugya would seem difficult to say the way the Pnei Yeshua wanted to suggest, that Chozru V'yastom means Alpi Pilpul. Firstly, Rashi over there says clearly, Chozru V'yastom Alpi HaDibur, which Kaputa means it came back through Nevu'ah. And furthermore, for that which the Lashon of the Gemara is, that according to Rabbi Yechanan and the Rava's Yisoid Nevi'im seems to be something which was established through Nevu'ah, not brought back through Pilpul. So the question will remain, how does it fit with our Sugya? So the Aruch HaNer over there in Sukkah addresses this question. The Aruch HaNer over there quotes Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that the mitzvah of a Rava was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and then it got forgotten, and the Nevi'im came on the road and they were misakin this mitzvah, and there was Zeicha to be mechavin to the mitzvah which had been forgotten. The Lashon of the Yushalmi over there is, L'amedcha shekol dover shenuysin nafsham bezin olov, seifu l'iskayim biyodim k'mo shenemer l'moshe Misinai. When bezin is meister nefesh, the Zeicha to be mechavin to the emes, the way the Torah was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aruch HaNer says the mashmos of the Yushalmi is, not that they reinstated the mitzvah of a Rava based on a Nevu which they got, rather on their own they made this takana and they were Zeicha min HaShemayim to be mechavim to the truth, to a mitzvah which already had existed from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But Agamami says this is not like Rashi. Rashi explains that they were misakin al pi hadibur, which is mashma, that they got a nevuah, and that he asks is l'chor not like our Gemara. So on this, the Aruch HaNer wants to suggest, what it means in Ersuga that you can't ask in Shemaim, there the pshat is to go and ask, that you cannot do. Yeshua and Shmuel told Klal Yisrael, they don't have the ability to reinstate these halachas by asking in Shemaim. If, however, nevuah is given without asking, and surely that nevuah can be used not to be mechadish something new, but rather to instate something which had existed already. That's what the Gemara means, Shachachum v'chozru v'yastum, where Rashi explained they reinstated these halachas al pi adibur. And once we have this Aruch HaNer to answer the kasha from the Gemara in Sukkah, we can also use this to answer from the Gemara in Megillah. When the Gemara in Megillah says, Menatzvuch tzoifim omrom, and if Yeshua asked from there to ask Sugyo, again, according to the Aruch HaNer, we can answer over there, it wasn't talking about the Nevi'im asked a shayla, that we cannot do. But if a nevuah was given, that nevuah can be accepted and it can be used to reinstate a halacha which had been forgotten. And what would be the pshat in this? How could we understand such a chilek? If the klal of Leib HaShemayim he applies not only to be mechadish something new, even to return something which had been forgotten, why would it be a problem only if the Navi asks in Shemayim? Mashenkin, if he comes and tells us that he had a nevuah without asking, why is it any better? We can suggest the pshat would be that once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and now that it's their own, it's their responsibility to retain it. If Chas V'Shalom, something will be forgotten, it's their chayis to bring it back through Pilpul. As we see, Agamor says, Behemshach, the 3,000 halachas which had been forgotten, B'mei Eivei Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu, Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back through his Pilpul. That's what Yeshua and Shmuel meant when they told Klal Yisrael that they cannot go to Shemaim to ask to bring back these halachas. The pshat is because when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, it's their responsibility to retain it and to bring it back through Pilpul if they lose something. But if the Navi comes and was given a Nevuah without him asking, then anyway, that Nevuah can be accepted. There was a Siyata Deshmaya to help us get it back, that which had been forgotten. So even Mechadish, something which is totally new, not something which had been given already, even if one does not ask in Shemaim, a Navi cannot be Mechadish something new. But to bring back something which had been lost already, one cannot ask Lechatchila from Shemaim, but if in Shemaim there is a Nevuah, then Nevuah can be accepted. Now that which we find the Chilik between that which Yeshua answered and that which Shmuel answered, Yeshua answered, Leib HaShemayim hi, and Shmuel answered, Eila mitzvahis she'ina novi reshoi l'chadish dover me'ato. The Mashal explains the difference is, because Yeshua had heard already from Moshe Rabbeinu these halachis, although he forgot them, if he would have got them back from Shemayim, it would not have been considered that he was mechadish something new. he would have been reminded, he would have remembered about the halachas that he had learned originally, would not have been considered being mechadish dover. Therefore he answered, mikoyach lepasuk of leibas shemayim, that still one cannot inquire in shemayim. Shmuel, however, who had never heard these halachas from Moshe Rabbeinu, he already answered differently, ein novi rishoy lechadish dover meyata, because for him it would have been considered a dvar chiddush, he had never learned these halachas before. The problem, however, with this would be, lechere from the hemshech of the Gemara, Gemara brings that they asked Pinchas, and he said, leibas shemayim, they asked Elazar, and he said, eila mitzvah, shein novi rishoy lechadish dover meyata. Lechere, both Pinchas and Elazar, who were in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had heard these halachas from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we understand why Pinchas said, Loi b'shamayim hi, what is the pshat now which Elazar said, in Novi Roshay l'chadash dover meyata. The Bach over here does change the girsa, and he takes out the words Amalei l'Elazar, the question and answer to Elazar, he was not gyrus, so that girsa will take care of this problem. However, at the same time, the Bach changes the tshuva of Pinchas, the Pinchas answer, in Novi Roshay l'chadash dover meyata, that really would be difficult according to the Marsha. The Chor of the Marsha would have to be gyrus, that the answer of Pinchas was Loi b'shamayim hi, it was not Gersa, the question and answer to Elazar, the way the Bach changed that part of the Gersa. Now, that which the Gemara first brings, that which Klai Yisrael asked Yeshua and Shmuel to bring back the lost halachis, then afterwards the Gemara interrupts and the Gemara brings from Yitzhak Navcha, Avchatas Shemisu Baalea Nishtachu B'mei Avelu Shomoshu Rabbeinu, and then the Gemara goes back and continues how they asked Pinchas and Elazar to inquire in Shemaim. From here, the Eilish Shlomo proves that the question that they asked Pinchas and Elazar were not about all 3,000 halachas which had been forgotten. They were asked specifically by Chatos Shemisu Baaleo. This had a shaykhis specifically to them because they were koyanim. Now it's interesting, the Gemara does not mention what is the pshat why 3,000 halachas were forgot during the days of Avelus Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. In Sefer Chagnoson, he explains the pshat is mitoich tzar, because of the tzar of the Avelus Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, that causes shikha. However, in the Sefer Tmuras Toida, is a Sefer printed in Tofrej Mem Zayin from Motcha Eliezer Weber. The Sefer has the Askamer from Yeshua Leib Diskin. He explains over there a different pshat, why they forgot these 3,000 halachas. He explains the pshat because they were not nisabel on Moshe Rabbeinu properly. He explains the reason why they were not nisabel was they didn't feel such a loss. They felt that they received all of Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, they did not feel the magnitude of the loss the way they should have. According to this, the Einish is understandable. Their whole chet was not realizing the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu because they felt they knew everything. Therefore, their Einish was they forgot 3,000 halachas. Abraham Shach Limar continues, and the Gemara brings the member of Yehuda Merav. Before Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he told Yeshua to ask him any sfeikas that he has. And Yeshua answered back, "Klum hinachtim shor achas solachi l'mokam acher, lokach kasafta bi umeshor se Yeshua ben nun nar loyomish b'toicha oyel." He continues and says, "Miyat hoshesh koichik shol Yeshua, v'neshtachu menu shloish meir halachis, v'nod lo shloish meir sfeikas." Now firstly, the Chik Nosson points out, this member of Rabbi Yehuda Merav is not a steer to that which it says before, Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel. Here it says 3,000 halachos were forgotten, here it says 300 and 700 tzveikas. He says these were two different things, they were not connected. The 3,000 halachos were forgotten, and the 300 and the 700 tzveikas were before Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, when it was Tashas Koichai Shal Yeshua. The Chayk Nosson goes on to explain that when it says, Afa Pika Nechzir Nasniel Ben Knaz, is not going on the 3,000, rather it's going on the 300 and the 700 tzveikas. He proves this because it says before that Shmuel also was asked to acquire in Shemayim to get these halachas back, and we know that Shmuel was after Asniel ben Kenaz. If Asniel ben Kenaz had brought them back already, why were they asking Shmuel to go to Shemayim? So from here the Chayk Nosson proves that was what Asniel ben Kenaz brought back, that was the 300 and the 700, which were forgotten before Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. That which they asked Shmuel, that was about the 3,000 that were forgotten during the Avelus Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Those had not been brought back by Asniel ben Kenaz. And why was it that when Yeshua answered back Moshe Rabbeinu, "Klum hinachtim shoachas v'lachti l'mokam acher," why was that a reason why he forgot some halachas? So Rashi explains because he caused chalishas das to Moshe Rabbeinu by showing that he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. This would fit well with that which we said before from the Tzmuras Toida. He explains the reason why Klal Yisrael forgot the 3,000 halachas is because they were not nisabel on Moshe Rabbeinu properly. They felt that they already knew Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to this, the two Einshim, the Einish of Klal Yisrael b'shas Avelu Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Einish of Yeshua b'shas he was mitzar Moshe Rabbeinu, they're both along the same lines, for having the feeling that they already knew Kol HaTorah Kula, that gufa caused the shikha of Torah, and they forgot some of the halachas which they knew. Now which Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzar, when he heard that Yeshua did not have any sfeikas, and he knew Kol HaTorah Kula, according to the Girsa of the Shittu Mugbetas over here in Oizvov, the Girsa should be miyat hoshesh koichai shal Moshe. Moshe had chalisha sadas when he heard this, and the Chaim were very bothered by this. How could it be that Moshe had tzar Now she's Tamud Yeshua was Gadol Kemoisai. We know the pasuk is made by Moshe Rabbeinu that he was Anuv Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. And furthermore, they asked from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which says Bechol Adam Miskana Echutz Mibnoi V'Talmidai. A person could be jealous of anyone except for his son and his Talmud. The type of person is that he's not jealous of his son and his Talmud. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be jealous of his Talmud Yeshua? And say from Melech Yaschoshev, he points out that according to the Gersa that we have, Miyad Toshes Koichai Shod Yeshua, you could have said that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any Chalishas Hadas, and Yeshua was punished because he was Nisgoeh, so it would not be Kasha on the Gemara according to this, it would only be Kasha on Rashi. Rashi does say Befesh that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nitzdair, Shayagodol Kemoisai. One shot that has been suggested is, not that Moshe Rabbeinu had Tsar from that which Yeshua was as great as him, rather from Yeshua's answer, he said, Loikach Chasav to be, Yeshua answered that he was able to reach this Madriga, that he did not have any sveikas, he understood and knew everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had taught him, because he was Loimash Mitaycha Oyel. From that, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it wasn't Yeshua's great wisdom, or any special kaychas that he had, which enabled him to reach such a Madriga, rather it was because of his persistence, his consistency. Moshe Rabbeinu had said that Yeshua was the only one who was able to do this. He regretted the fact that there were not others who didn't do the same thing as Yeshua. They could have also easily reached such a madrigo if they would have also been as persistent. So that which it says, Moshe Rabbeinu had tzar from that which Yeshua was as great as him, the tzar really was from the realization that others could have done the same thing as well. Now further down the Amud, the Gemara talks more about Asniel ben Kenaz. The Gemara says, who Asniel, who Yaibitz? Really his name was Yehuda Achi Shimon. Why was he called Asniel? She'enoikel. Hashem answered his tefillah. The Gemara continues, Menon she'enoikel. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Divrei Ayamim. V'yikr yagbis aleke yisrael leimar, in barach tevarcheni v'herbisa eskevuli, v'oysa yodcha imadi, v'asisa meira levildi otzbi, v'yavi alikim esa sheshoal. And Gemara explains, this entire tefillah was to be zeiche in Taira, in barach tevarcheni b'taira, v'herbisa eskevuli v'talmidim, v'oysa yodcha imi, shleit yishtakach talmudi milibi, v'asisa meira shizdam libein kemoisi. Rasha explains, this means he was asking for friends who were similar to him, that he should not be misbato from Taira. The Vilti Yotzvi Shli Sagvin Yitzhara Milishnois, Yitzhara should not succeed in being Mevatel him from his learning. Then Asniel continued, Imata Isa Kain Mutov, Vimla Vareni Hailach Lenesisi Lisha Oil. He said, if Hashem does not fulfill my wishes to be Matzlich in learning, then I should go with my sadness to the grave, as Rashi explains. Miyar Vayavi Lekimasa Shoal, immediately Hashem answered his Philois, and that's how he got the name of Asniel, Shanoikel. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichos Musar Maimer Nuntes discusses this Gemara. The Maimer is titled Bakosha Sachochma. He talks about the tshuka, the passionate desire that one has to have in order to acquire Chochma. He talks about the tefillah that one has to be mispal also to be zeichev to Torah. He says from the tefillahs of Asniel ben Kenaz we see the extent a person has to go when he's mispal for Chochma. He has to look at it as if it's a matter of life and death. He has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either give me Chochma, and if not, what is life worth for me? If a person will be mispah with such an attitude, then, as it says by Asniel, miyad v'yobeli kimasar sheshoal, Chaim Shulevitz points out, the Gemara is darshaning the words of this pasuk, but where is there a connotation in the pasuk that his filois were answered miyad? He explains it was postured to the Gemara that when a person davens with such an attitude, that chochma is a matter of chaim and mavis, such a tefillah will be answered right away. Chaim Shulevitz goes on further to discuss over there, that although Asniel ben Kenaz was the gadol hador, he was the one who was able to bring back the 3,000 halachas which had been forgotten through his pilpul in Torah, still he was not satisfied with his madriga. He was mispal as if he was still starving for Torah, to the point that he said, if I don't get it, then I should go down to my grave. This is the attitude that a person has to have when he's mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be zeicher in Torah. Now continue on, the Gemara at the bottom of the Omid, and further on Omid Beis, discusses the Shita of Shimon. Rav Shimon says, since some of the chatoyos hameisos are not shaykh to be betzibur, v'han chatos, tmuros chatos, chatos shemesu ba'leho, if the other two as well also are not betzibur. And that we're asked at the top of Amar Beis, v'chidon and efshar, mishi'i efshar, just because some of them are not efshar, it doesn't mean that the other ones are also not negeya. The way Rashi and Tosfos learn, the teretz of the Gemara is, similar to that which it says, nahari is davov, kulu b'chad Gemara gemiri. All of the five were set together as one hilchasa. Therefore, if some of them are not negeya, the hilchasa was never said by a korban tzibur. Rish Lakish and Rav Nosson go on to say that in truth, really, not all five would have a din of lemisa. According to Rish Lakish, four have a din of lemisa. One was originally said that it goes to the re'iyo, just they weren't sure which one. According to Rav Nosson, it's the other way around. One was supposed to go to lemisa and four the re'iyo. Rakapan, both according to Rish Lakish and according to Reb Nosson, we say Yilmud Sosim Min Mefurish, since from the four which go to Misa, according to Rish Lakish, it's not possible that all of them are Negev B'tzibor. Rather, either two or three of them are not Negev B'tzibor. Therefore, we say the other ones are not Negev either. According to Reb Nosson, from the four that which said L'Ri'iyo, also it can't be that all of them were Negev B'tzibor. Rather, two or three of them, depending on which was the one that was said L'Misa, Rakapan, two or three out of the four which were said L'Ri'iyo were not Negev B'tzibor. Therefore, the Hilchos was not said on the other ones either. Once the din of the Ri'iyo was not said by Karbonis Tzibor, and the din of L'Misa also, even though it is possible that the one that went L'Misa is Shaykh B'Tzibor, but once the din of the Ri'iyo is not negated by Chatoyas HaTzibor, the one L'Misa also is not said by Chatoyas HaTzibor. Rashi's Mavur, that we learn according to Reb Nosson, the din L'Misa, that it's not negated by Tzibor, from the din Ri'iyo, since the fourth Ri'iyo cannot be by Tzibor, therefore the fifth L'Misa also is not by Tzibor. The Mashmaris of Rashi is not the pshat that all five have to be the same. As it's a limud, once you know the four that were L'Ri'iyo was not said by Karbon Tzibor because he can't have all of them by Tzibor, the one L'Misa learned from the four L'Ri'iyo that it was also not said by Tzibor. Rashi is mavur that if the five would have been divided differently, if it would have been three L'Ri'iyo and two L'Misa, then Rav Shimon would not have been able to say that the Hilchos of L'Misa was not said by Chatoyas HaTzibor. Because perhaps the two that the Hilchos said they should be L'Misa were the two that weren't again by Karbon Tzibor, Kipru Balel and Avra Shnosa, and the three that were the Ria, or the other three that are not negated by Karbon Tzibor, Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, and Chatas Shemisu Baleo, if that was the case, then perhaps the Hilchos of the Ria was not said by Karbon Tzibor, and the Hilchos of Misa was said by Karbon Tzibor. You would not have been able to learn one from the other, you would have said Indon and Efshar Mishai Efshar. But now that from the four which were said the Ria, one or two of them it would have been possible to be B'Tzibor, and still Hilchos was not said there, we know that it wasn't said there because all four of the Ria were said together, so that's called Efshar. It would have been possible to have such a din, yet still the Torah did not give it, and done an Efshar me'Efshar, we could learn from the four L'Ri'iyo to the one L'Misa, that even if the one L'Misa is a case which is possible with Tibor, still the Hilchos was not said there. Al-Gopan Mashkin Tesis Ar-Mavur, the whole Rikhos of the Gemara over here really wasn't necessary. If the Hilchos would have been that all five go L'Misa, then surely you would have been able to prove that it was not said with Tibor, since all five are not Shaykh with Tibor. And we're just adding that even if it's not all five that the Hilchos was said on, it was only four, still from those four, some of them were not Shaykh B'Tzibor, and even if it was one, as Rashi and Tosfos explain, since the four that were L'Ri'iyo were not said B'Tzibor, you could learn to the one that was said L'Misa also that it was not said B'Tzibor. Now I'll mention one Ha'ara on Tosfos over here. Kipshuta, we understand that according to Reish Lakish, that four were said L'Misa and one L'Ri'iyo, the four that were said L'Misa were not said by Tzibor because it can't have all of them B'Tzibor. Therefore the fifth one also, it would be partial that there is no Din Misa on the fifth one. The whole reason the Rabbanim were gazer on the fifth is because they weren't sure which are the four that go to Misa, therefore they said all five go to Misa. Taisis in the end of Dibur Masal V'chidonin says, the reason why the fifth one also is not said with Tzibor according to Reish Lakish is because since the four that were part of the Hilchosah were not said with Tzibor, the fifth one, which the Rabbanim were gazer on, they were not gazer on the Chattas HaTzibor. And Rekwego over here asks, he doesn't understand why Taisis needs this Arichos, the Chayetz Pasha that according to Reish Lakish, since the four that the Hilchosah were set on were not said with Tzibor, and Mela all five, which the reason we're giving them a Din Misa is because we're Chayshas there from the four that the Hilchosah were set on, they're not going to be Negev with Tzibor. For example, Rabbi Pager says, if we take Chatas Sh'ov V'Shnosah, which is a Karbon Tzibor, so Mamonashach is not going to have a Din Misa, if it was from the four that the Din Misa were said, but it wasn't said with Tzibor. If it was the fifth one, and also this Pasha would not have a Din to go to Misa, since this is the one that was said, the Din L'Ri'iyah. So what does Tzitzis need his Arichas for? Rekegel leaves off with Tzarechian. Now there is another point in the Sugya which seems to be a major problem, and that is Rashi's Mavur, Tzitzis as well, that according to Reb Nosson, the Hilchosa was for L'Ri'iyo, that Hilchosa could not have been said by a Karbon Tzibor, since they're not only Negev by a Karbon Tzibor. And what exactly does that mean, that there's no Hilchosa of Ri'iyah by a Karbon Tzibor? If the Hilchosa was not said, so what Amaisa do you do with this extra Chatos? We know that the klal is that Moisra Chatos goes L'Ri'iyo, for example, if one is mafish shtei chatoyis la'achrayis, he sets aside two behemoths for his karbon chatos. In case one of them gets lost, he'll have the other one. The other din is that if he's makriv one, the second one does not get a din to go l'misa. That's not one of the chamesh chatoyis which goes l'misa. What is the din? The din is that it goes l'ri'iyo. This is the gemara later on, daf chov dalid. That's one example of a moisra chatos which goes l'ri'iyo. Or another example is the case we had in daf tezvav amar alif. According to one shita, avudu b'shas hafrosho is not included in the Hilchos of Chatas Shineskapru Baleo, only if it was Avudu B'Shas Kaparo. And according to that sheet, what is the din with this extra Chatos? In this case, so he's mafish one and he got lost, he's mafish a second one. Rishasa Kabar, he had both of them, so there's no din that it goes to the Misa. What is the din? It goes to the Re'iyah. So that's another example of Moisir Chatzos, which goes to the Re'iyah. And furthermore, in the Shita of Reb Shimon himself over here, who holds that the no hilchos of Chatzos Meisis by Chatzos at Tzibor, so in the two cases where it is possible to have such a Chatzos by a Tzibor, Neskabur Bacheres or Ovar Shnoso, so according to Reb Shimon, it does not go to Misa. What does happen with it? Also gets a din to the Re'iyah. This is not Mefurish in Agamara, but it is Mefurish in other places, the Gemara Numa Daf Nun. Over there it says, Rechatas HaTzibur, Rechatas HaShut from according to Reb Shimon, since there's no din l'misa, the din is that it goes l'ri'iyya. So you see from all these places, whenever we have a Moisir Chatos that does not have a din that it goes l'misa, the din is that it goes l'ri'iyya. So the question then is, firstly, why b'chlal do you need the whole Hilchasa, the other Chatois, the other one according to Reb Shlakish, the other four according to Reb Nosin, there was a special Hilchasa said about them, that they go l'ri'iyya, l'chay, even without this Hilchasa, they should have a din of a Moisir Chatos, which also goes l'ri'iyya. Even the Chatois that were said the Hilchasa that they go to Misa, what would have been before the Hilchasa, also they would have gone to Riyah because they would have had a din of a regular Moisir Chatos. So again, the question is, firstly, why B'chal do you need the Hilchasa about the other ones that don't go to Misa, that they go to Riyah? And furthermore, that was Rashi and Taisus explained over here, that according to Reb Nosson, that there were four that were said to Riyah, those four Rashi and Taisus say cannot have been said by a Korban Tzibur, since you don't have all of them said by Tzibur, therefore it wasn't said at all. There's no difference, either way they go to Riyah, whether the Hilchasa was said about them or not, the Monashach will go to Re'iyah. The Rishash asks a similar question on Taisvis. He understands Taisvis Dibur Masl of Bechidonin to be saying that according to Reish Lakish, we learn from the four which go to Misa to the one that goes to Re'iyah, the same with the Hilchasa about the four that goes to Misa were not said about the Korbani Tzibur, so to the one that the Hilchasa was said that goes to Re'iyah, also that was not said by Tzibur. Again, what Nafkamina is there? Either way, even if there will be no Hilchasa, anyhow the din will be that it's like a regular Moisir Chatos, which also the din is that it goes to Re'iyah. So this kasha is discussed in the Biskarov over here, and it's a very important yesod from the Biskarov, and that is that there are two types of Re'iyah which are fundamentally different. There's one din that a Moisir Chatos goes to Re'iyah. The din is both by Moisir Chatos and Moisir Osham. This is the Gemara later on, Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara says over there, the Midrash Dorash Yehoyada HaKoyin, Yehoyada HaKoyin was a Koyin Gadol, and he dashim from Psukim this din, that Moisir Chatois and Moisir Oshamois should be sold. Obviously, this means after they get a mum, you're paid to them, the money is used to buy oilis. What happens with those oilis? The basr goes on mezbeach, and the oilis go to the kayanim. These are oilis nidvas tzibur. This is the dinria for moisir chatois vashamais. And how do we have moisir chatois? As we said before, a number of examples. If one is mafish te chatois lachrayis, the extra one gets the din of moisir. If one sets aside money to buy a carbon chatos and he ends up having extra money, it's also an example of moisir chatos. Chatois at Tzibur as well, according to Reb Shimon, where there was no hilchasa, if there's no hilchasa said about these chatois, they also will get a din of moisir chatois. They also have that din ria, that din to go to Ilas Nidvas Tzibur. However, there's another type of ria, which is the halacha l'moshe Misinai. According to Reish Lakish, this din ria was said by one out of the five, we don't know which one. According to Reb Nosson, really four out of the five had a din Re'iyah, only one had a din L'misa. And this Hilchasa of Re'iyah was also said by Hashamais. The Gemara later on, Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, tells us a klal, Kol Shem Bechatas Misa Ba'osham Royeh, all five of the Chatois HaMisais, by an Osham, all of them have a din Re'iyah, Mikoyach this Hilchasa. This is the second din Re'iyah, the Briskrov says, this is not the same din Re'iyah as Moisir Chatas and Moisir Osham. The eker difference between them, the Briskrov explained, is that the din Moisir Chatas and Moisir Osham is after, really, there is nothing to do with this behema or with this money, which has Kedushas Chatos. So the din is that it should be used towards bringing a carbon oilas nidvas tzibur. However, the din re'iyah mikoyach the hilchasa, the Briskrov says, that's mafkia the din hakrova. Meaning it's not the chat that it goes to re'iyah because there's nothing to do with it, because it's Moisir. Rather, even if the bayim would still need it for his kapara, the chatas gather din re'iyah mikoyach the hilchasa, but he hasn't yet had his kapara, still then will be that you cannot be marked of this for a chatos, because the Hilchasa that says that it should go to Re'iyah is mafkia its din hakrova, it makes it invalid to be mukrav on the Mizbeach as a chatos. So it's not just because it's not needed anymore, not because it's moiser, even if it would be needed, the Hilchasa says that it should dafka not be brought as a chatos, that it should be nitik l'Re'iyah and then be brought as an oila. This is also the din of chatos ha-mesa, as the Briskrov explains, that Osha chatos goes to Misa, in the cases where the Hilchasa was said, it's not because it's not needed anymore for its kapara. Even if we'll have a case where the Bailam still needs the Chatas to be Mechaber, still the Hilchasa which says that it goes to the Misa is Mafkia its din, it's no longer really for Akrova, and not just because it's not needed anymore. The din Riyah as well, the Briskrov says, is Mafkia the din Akrova, it makes it no longer right to be brought as a chatos. As an important machaikis between Rashi and Tosis later on, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about an Osham Shenitek L'Ri'iyo, an Osham which had the Hilchasa said about it that it's supposed to be Raya, it's supposed to wait till it gets a moment, and the money is supposed to be used to buy an Oilo L'Nidva Sibor. What happens in a case when you shechted the Osham itself for an Oilo? Osham is a Zachar, so theoretically it itself could be brought as an Oilo, unlike a Chatos which is B'derechal and a Keva. But over there is machaikis Rashi and Tosis, according to Rashi, if before sending it out to pasture to wait till it gets a mum, he just went and he shechted l'shem oilo, then is that midereisa it's possible. It's not the pshat that the Osham immediately gets the din of an oilo, and it theoretically could be brought it itself, just the chatchili you should wait till it gets a mum, and if you shechted immediately as an oilo, it's not kosher. Tosis on the other hand holds that it's only din derabonon. Really midereisa you could shecht it itself as an oilo. Immediately once it gets the din to be nitak l'ri'iyo, its status changes from an Osham to an oilo, and midereisa you could be makav it itself. Rabbanon said that you should wait till it gets a mum and use the money to buy a new oilo. This is the sheet which Tosis brings over there, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. When the Gemara says, Kol Shabachatas Meis Ba'Asham Raya, there's a Hilchasa that Asham has a Din Re'iyo, really made the rice of the Hilchasa was, Kol Shabachatas Meis Ba'Asham Oilo. The Lach L'Moshe Messinai said that this Asham gets a Din as an oilo, made the rice that you could be makav it itself as an oilo. Rabbanon made a takana not to be makav it itself as an oilo, and to wait till it gets a mum and use the money to buy an oilo. Akapam, the Biskrov says that according to Rashi over there, this is another clear difference between the two types of Dine Re'iyo, the Din Re'iyo which is said Lahalocha, the Hilchos al Moshe Sinai, either by an Asham or by the Chatois which have a Din Re'iyo, there it's a Din Midereisa, you cannot be Makav it itself as an Oila, so this is Negev by an Asham which is a Zachar, or Chatois at Tzibu which are also Zacharim. So although here also the Maisa, the Karmen is going to be used towards bringing an Oila, just as any moisher chatas va'asham, still here there's a hilchos which says don't bring a makav it itself as an oila, rather wait till it gets a mum and use the money to buy an oila. Hashenkin moisers, there won't be that midereisa, even it itself could be brought as an oila. The Badger Shayada coin that moisher chatas va'asham should be brought as an oila doesn't say that it itself is not ready for an oila, rather midereisa would be makav it itself in a case where it's a zachar. Rabbanon were the ones who made it a kana not to be makav it itself, rather to wait till it gets a mum. This is according to Shitas Rashi, so we see this fundamental difference. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even when there is a Hilchasa that it should be Raya, it's not really a Din Dereisa. The Din Dereisa just is that it should be brought as an Oila. And this way, the Hilchasa of Re'iyo is the same as Moisar L'Re'iyo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, both of them, it's only Din Derabanan, not the Makrib it itself. But again, the first difference will be true even according to Rabbeinu Tam, in a case where you would still need this Chatas for your Kapara, then surely there will not be a Din of Moisar Chatas Ba'asham. The Din Moisar is only when it's no longer necessary for his Kapara. However, in the cases where the Hilchasa was said, Es Mafkiya is Din, it can no longer be brought as a Chatos, even if the Bayan would still need it for his Kapara. One of the Rayas the Biskrov brings to this Yisayid is from a Gemara Yuma Daf Nun. The Gemara there is talking about the Din of Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, what happens in the case where the Kohen Gadol shechted his Par, and before he got a chance to be makrevit, before he put the Dam on the Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol died. And the question over there is, can the replacement Kohen Gadol continue where the first one left off, take the Dam from that same Par, and do the Matanis on the Mizbeach, or does he have to start over again and bring a new par? According to one man Amar over there, the Gemara makes a Joshua b'par v'afilu b'domi shel par, even if the only thing that's left is the dam, the par had been shechted ready and the Kohen Gadol is taking over at that point when there's only dam shel par, still the din is at its kosher. And the Gemara asked on this, v'chatas shemesu ba'le'ohi, v'chatas shemesu ba'le'oh l'misa azla. The Gemara asks, how can we suggest the second Kohen Gadol taking over once the first Kohen Gadol died and it was his par? I guess the status of Chatas Shemesu Balea goes L'Misa. Though the case over there is talking about the Par is dead already, the concept of Azla L'Misa wouldn't really be Negev, but it's another way of saying that it's possible. How could the second Kohen Gadol take over with the first Par? That Par became possible with the din of Chatas Shemesu Balea. That Gemara continues, the Gemara says, no, it has the status of a Chatas Tzibur. The Par Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim is not considered a Chatas Yochid, it's a Chatas Tzibur, therefore there is no din that it goes L'Misa if it's Neskapur Balea. But Akapanim, the Tosis Shanim over there brings B'Shem Neriva. And even though it doesn't go to Misa, but there is still a din, the Chatas Shemesu Balea is Raya. So what's the terrace of the Gemara that it's a Chatas Atzibur and the Hilchasa was not said? But even the Chatas Atzibur, the din is that if it's Mesu Balea, there's no din la Misa, but there is a din that it's Raya. That din also should pass it for being used by the second Kohen Gadol to complete the Kapara. On this Tosis answers and he says, the Archer will get a din la Raya is only in the case where you don't need it for the Kapara. In this case, where this par is still necessary for the Kapara, all the Kohenim are going to be Niskapa with this par, and all the Kohenim still need their kapara, therefore there is no din l'ri'iyo. And Biskrov explains what Tosis means to say is as follows. If there would have been din l'misa, then although the par is still necessary for the kapara, for the din of chatas shemesu ba'alel, the misa azlo is mafkiya at din hakrova. So even if there is someone who needs the kapara of this par, there's someone who could be hukrav on behalf of the other kohenim, once it gets the din that it goes to misa, because the bailim, the kohen gadol who the Gemara considers to be the ikar bailim, the Gemara understands that it's a karban yochid, and when he dies it's considered mesu ba'alel. Once it has the status of mesu ba'alel and it goes to misa, it makes no difference if there's people who still need it for the kapara, the din misa still would be chal. But once the Gemara answers that it's a karban tzibur, a carbon seer doesn't have the hilchos of the misa azda. So even though there is a din that it goes to Ria, that din already tastes understands is only if it's not necessary for the kapara. And the Biskrov explains the pshat is because that din Ria is not the hilchos of Ria. If it was the hilchos of Ria, that would be mafkiyat din akrov, even if it would still be necessary for to be mechaper for someone. Rather, the Ria that the taste of the shanum there was talking about is the din that moisir chatas goes to Ria. And therefore his teretz was, when is it considered moisir chatas to go to Ria only if it's not needed for anyone's kapara? In that case, for the second kohen gadol could still come and use it for a kapara for all the kohenim, will not get a din of moisir. This is how the Biskrov explains the Gemara over there, that the hilchos of misa was not said by a carbon sibor, and the hilchos of Ria was not said either. If there would have been a hilchos of Ria over there, that would have been mafkiyat din akrova, just like the din misa is mafkiyat akrova as the Gemara's mavur over there. The hausher chatas at sibor would be used towards bringing a carbon oila. That would only be mikayach the medrash yoda koyin if it has a din of meiser, and as the Taisus Shalom says over there, it does not get a din of meiser if it's still needed for kapara. Al kapam, to get back to our sugyo, to answer the kashas which we asked before, we asked what would be the necessity for the hilchos of the Ria, according to Reish Lakish, that one out of the five, really the hilchos was said that it goes to the Ria, not lemisa, and according to Reb Nosson, really four out of the five, the hilchos was the Ria. The question is, what do you need the hilchos for? Either way, there's a din that the meiser would go to the Ria, would go towards bringing an oila. The answer is that the Hilchasa tells us a whole new din. It's not just that you use it towards bringing an oila because it's meiser. And even in case of the chatas can still be needed for his kapara, the Hilchasa would tell you that it's no longer ready for kapara. The Hilchasa of Ria's mafkiyat's ability to be brought as a chatas. Its din now becomes that it has to be brought dafka as an oila. This is the teretz as well to that which we pointed out. Rashi and Tosfos are mavur that the one according to Reish Lakish and the four according to Reb Nosson, that the Hilchasa about them was that they go to Ria, that was not said by a carbon sibor. And the question was, we saw that even if there would be no hilchasa, still the din will be that the chatas gets the din to be nitik l'riya and be brought as an oila. As we saw, the Gemara Yuma says, according to Reb Shimon, chatas atzibur does not go l'misa, rather goes l'riya. So what do we mean to say over here that hilchasa was not said by korbanis tibur? The answer is, we're talking about a whole different din. Anytime the din of moisus would apply to chatas atzibur, here what we're stressing is that the hilchasa of riya was not said, the hilchasa is a whole different din. One example which Biskrov brings, where we see an afkamino between these two dinim, is in the case of chatas sheniskapru by lea ba'acheres. The hilchasa was not said by chatas at tzibor. However, in the case where the tzibor were mafish chatas to bring for a certain carbon tzibor, after they bring niskapru ba'acheres and they have this extra one, so we'll have din of meiser chatas and it'll be used towards bringing a carbon oilas nidvas tzibor. And the Biskrov says, what about in the case where the mafish chatas, for example, for a carbon musaf, and got lost? Afterwards, they mafish a second one for the same chi of musaf. When they came to the makav of the second one, they were makav it in a way where it was kosher, but loy olu l'shem chayva. Usually we don't find such a concept by a chatos. There is, however, a Rambam, we quoted this previously. Rambam says, if you shech the chatos l'shem chulin, it's kosher v'loy olu l'shem chayva. You're not yotzi yachi for bringing a chatos, it's still it's kosher. So the Biskrov over here says, in this case, if there would have been a hilchasa of re'iyo, even by a chatos atzibor, assuming in this case, chatos sheniskapru ba'alel ba'acheres would have been one of the ones that the hilchasa was the re'iyo, not l'misa, one of the four according to Reb Nosson, or the one according to Reish Lakish, that it wasn't Hilchasa L'misa, rather Hilchasa L'Ri'iyo, then the din would have been, the Biskrov says, and this is a little bit of a chiddush, he says the din would have been that it also goes L'Ri'iyo. Because Niskavru Baila Ba'acheres is not necessarily where the Bayam got a kapara with a different one. In any case, you're mafish a carbon for one Chiyuv Chatos. And it got lost, you're mafish a second one for the same Chiyuv. In any case, you're mafish the second one and it was kosher, even if it was brought in a way that you're not Yitzhak that Chiyuv, then already the first one, which you had b'mafish first, and the second one was coming to replace that one, that first one gets a din of chatas sheniskapru ba'alel ba'acheres, and the hilchasa will apply to it. This is the chiddush of the Biskrov. Again, it doesn't have to be dafka that you're niskapru with a different one, just another way of saying that the one that was set aside to replace the first one was already hukrav that passes the first one. So here the Biskrov says there will be an afkamina. If the hilchasa of re'iyah would apply even to a chatas at tzibor, and again we're assuming chatas sheniskapru ba'alel ba'acheres would be one of the ones that the hilchasa was the re'iyah, so then the din would have been that the first one, which the second one came to replace, would go to Ria, would not be right to be brought as a chatos. But now that the din is, there's no hilchasa of Ria on a carbon tzibor, so though in normal situation, if it's a skapru ba'alel ba'acheres, the first one becomes a Moiser, and his brother is an Oila because of the din of Moiseris. But in this case, where it does not become a Moiser because he still needed to be Mechaper, he wasn't Yotze yet his Eker Chiyiv Chatos, that this was Hufash for. So in this case, he would still be able to be Makavid as a Chatos. Here's another Nafkamina, whether it's the din of Re'iyah mitzad the Hilchasa, or is the din of Re'iyah just mitzad the din of Moiser. Now, continue on to another point over here. In the Shita of Reb Nosson, who said, Achas nitn lahen v'hem midu al chomesh. According to Reb Nosson, Hilchasa was really just about one Chatos that goes to Misa, four of them go to Re'iyah. They had to be Machma, they didn't know which was which, so they were Machma on all five that they have it in the Misa. Now, a number of Achaim addressed the Kasha over here, and that is, why were they mistopic about all five, whether they were the one that was said that it should go to Misa? One of the five is Vlad Chatos, and we know, as we quoted before, the Gemara later on, Dafir Ches says, there's a halacha kosher b'chatos Misa ba'osham roya. Whatever type of Chatos there was a Hilchasa said about it that it goes to Misa, if it would be an Osham, the Hilchasa would say that it goes to Re'iyah. If the one that was said by a Chatos that it goes to Misa is Vlad Chatos, it would not be possible to have that Hilchasa that by Osham roya, because there is no such a thing as an Osham which is in the Keva. So how could the have it said that the one was Vlad Chatos, then already the Hilchasa of Kosher B'chatos Misa B'Osham Roya would not be understood. This should have brought them to the conclusion that the Vlad Chatos was not the one that was supposed to go to Misa. The Chayk Nosson stresses this Kash is only according to Rav Nosson, according to Rav Shlokish there were four that were supposed to go to Misa, so it could be that Vlad Chatos was one of them. When we say the Hilchasa of Kosher B'chatos Misa B'Osham Roya, it wouldn't necessarily have to be that all four types of Chatois are also Shaykh by an Osham. If some of them are Shaykh, that would be enough. So it could be Vlad Chatos was one of the four. However, according to Rav Nosson, that there was only one that was said about it, that it goes to the Misa. And that one, the Hilchasa said, Kosher B'chatos Misa B'Osham Roya, that should disqualify Vlad Chatos. So this kasha is discussed by the Chayk Nosson, the Sefer Pirushim V'Chidushim Al Maseches Tumura, as well as in the Beis Meir Al Hashas. The Beis Meir writes, this is a Kushra Tzuma. And Achrenu want to suggest that we shaykh to have a din of a Vlad Osham which goes to the Re'iyah in a case where he was makdash in the Keva for an Osham. The Misha says later on that if you test some Beis, and if one is makdash in the Keva the Osham, tira ad she tistayi v'timachar v'yavi b'dimei Osham, the Misha says that Kedusha has a guf ischal and one is makdash in the Keva the Osham. Then he has to wait till he gets a moment and be paid it. In such a case, where this Osham in the Keva gives birth, that would be a case where the Vlad gets a din of a Vlad Osham and it would have a din l'Re'iyah. However, they ask him this from a Tosfos and Dafir Ches Amud Beis. Tosfos of the Adir of Maschel B'Dumayin is mavur not like this. Tosfos says, since normally it's not possible to have a Vlad Osham, since normally an Osham is a Zohar, therefore the Hilchasa was never said by Vlad Osham. The Klal of Kosher B'chatos Misa B'Osham Rei was said by the other types, but not by a Vlad Osham, since that's normally not Negeya. Tosfos of the Adir is talking about a different case where you have a Vlad Tmuras Osham. There was Makdash and Osham Zohar, but then he was named on to another Behima, which was a Nekeva, so that's a Tmuras Osham, and then that Nekeva gave birth to a Vlad. Tosfos is discussing whether that Vlad will have the status of Vlad Osham to go to Re'iyah. Tosfos says, since the Hilchasa was never said by Vlad Osham, therefore that case as well, Vlad Tmuras Osham also, the Hilchasa was not said. Akapam, according to Tosfos over there, the question remains, according to Reb Nosson, that the Hilchasa of Chatois Hamesis was only on one. Why were they not able to prove that that one cannot possibly be Dvar Chatos, now which there's a Hilchasa of Kosher B'chatos Mesa B'Osham Roye? So on this the Beis Meir answers, he says, that which Tosfos says over there in Daf Yud Ches, that the Hilchasa of Kosher B'chatos Mesa B'Osham Roye was not set on the Vlad Osham, since normally an Osham is in a Keva, that Tosfos is only going if there was a Hilchasa on four types of Chatos Mesas or five types of Chatos Mesas, and now we have a Klal Kosher B'chatos Mesa B'Osham Roye, since on three of them or four of them, they would apply to an Osham in a normal case, where you're makdash a regular Osham Zohar, so then already we could assume that the fourth one, or the fifth one, the case of Vlad Osham, which is not Negeya in a regular Osham, there the Hilchasa was not said. If, however, there was only one Hilchasa, one type of Chatois HaMeses, and now we have a Klal Kosher B'chatos Mesa B'Osham Roya, then it would not be difficult to say that the one Chatois HaMesa is the case of Vlad Chatos, and on that there was a Hilchasa Kosher B'chatos Mesa B'Osham Roya, then in a Chanaim the Hilchasa will only be Negeya in an abnormal case, or he was makdash in the cave for an Osham and gave birth, or in the case of Tosfos and Daf Yud Ches, the Vlad Tmuras Osham. Now there is, however, a big kasha on this terrace of the Achronim, and that is the Reish Lakish and Reb Nosson and Er Sugyo are going in the sheet of Reb Shimon, explaining why according to Reb Shimon, Chatois Mesis were not said by any Chatois HaTzibur. In other words, when Reb Nosson says that the Hilchasa was really on one, the other four were really said L'Re'iyah, Reb Nosson understands this to be true even in the sheet of Reb Shimon, and the problem is that we know Reb Shimon later on in the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, he argues on the Tanakam over there, And he holds that if one is makdish in a keva for an osham, kedusha seguf is nachal. Rav Shemi over there says, Timocha shaloi b'mum, you don't have to wait till it gets a mum, he understands it does not get kedusha seguf. If so, the question would remain, according to Rav Shimon, if you know the Hilchasa was only said about one chatas, that it's mesa, and we know kol shabbat chatas mesa ba'osham roya, what is it said that chatas that has a din of mesa is talking about vlad chatas? If so, kol shabbat chatas mesa ba'osham roya would not be possible. According to Rav Shimon, even if you're makdish in the cave for an osham, kedusha seguf is nachal, so where would we have a case of a vlad osham that has a Hilchasa l'ri'iyah? So the only way we would be able to answer this kasha of the Achronim is to say that the Hilchasa of Re'iyah would be negeya by a vlad tmuras osham. That would be shaykh even according to Reb Shimon. If you're makdish a zocher for an osham, then you're maimer onto a nekeva. Nekeva has a vlad, that would be a case where the Hilchasa was said that it goes l'ri'iyah. And again, even though Tosfos says in Daf Yechesam Beis that the klal of kol shebechatas mesa ba'osham roya was not said by a vlad osham, because that's not a normal osham, that's only lemaisa that we know that there's four or five Hilchasas, but if it will be only one, like Reb Nosson, then really it could be that that one was vlad chatos, and that was said a klal kol shebechatas mesa ba'osham roya, and it would be again dafka in the case of a vlad tmuras osham. Now there's another teretz to this kasha in the Sefer Shar HaMelech in Perek Yudawad Hilchos Meisar Karbonis Halocha Ches. He brings over there a chiddush from the Ramam Ipano Simon Chovov, who quotes Peshem his Rebbe, that although we know the din is that a chatos is not bob in a dovo, if one was mafesh a chatos and he hasn't done an avera, the din is that kedushas haguf is chal, and the din is that it goes l'misa. In truth, this is really another type of chatos shemisa, in the case of one was mafesh a chatos without a chiv carbon. He brings the Rashi in the Dharm, that vav amir aleph, dibur maschol dvarav kayomen, which has such a mashmois, is definitely a great chiddush, but Al-Kaponim, he discusses over there, why is this not listed amongst the five chatos hamesais, the chad there's a sixth, and one was mafesh a chatos and he hasn't done an avera also goes l'misa. He explains over there why it's not counted amongst the five. But Akavan, with this, he answers this kasha. If there is only one chatas hamesa, how could we be mistapik? Maybe the one that it is vlad chatas. If so, how would we have an osham that has a din ri'iyah in this case? He answers the osham ri'iyah would be negay in a case where he was makdish an osham and he hadn't done an aver to be mechuyiv in an osham. In that case, it is if it would have been a chatas, it would go to misa. And that hilchasa would say, kol shabbat chatas mesa ba osham roya. This would be the only case where the din of osham the ri'iyah was said. Now I'll discuss another point over here. That was Reish Lakish and Amnosin are both Mavur, the Chum or Mistapik, which were the Chatois HaMeseis. According to Reish Lakish, there are four. They didn't know which ones they were, therefore they asked all five. According to Amnosin, there was really only one that was included in the Hilchasa. They also asked all five Misafik. There's a discussion in the Truvis Ber Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Khanan in Yardaya Simin Aleph, Anaf Vov. He brings the Yisei B'Shem the Noid of Yehuda. Naid Yud is printed in Madura Tinyana Chelig Yerdeya Simen Kuf Mem Vav. Naid Yud over there is Mechadish, that even though we know the Klal always is Safik Dereisa L'chumra, however, when it comes to Halacha L'Moshim Mi'Sinai, if it's something which is Ikri Halacha L'Moshim Mi'Sinai, in other words, the Halacha L'Moshim Mi'Sinai is not simply coming to give a shir or a prat in a different mitzvah which is ready in the Torah, if the entire Musig is something which was Nishadish Halacha L'Moshim Mi'Sinai, now we don't say Safik Dereisa L'chumra, and the Makum Safik could go L'Kula. He discusses over there the Hilchasa of Chamesh Chatois HaMesais, and he brings a few different sfeikas which the Gemara has about the din of Chatois HaMesa, more later on the Afcha Beis Amar Beis, and he brings it around Paskins, B'makom Safik L'chumra, he says even though Chamesh Chatois HaMesais is Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, and it's Ikra Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, still around Paskins, B'makom Safik Yir Machmer. Amaisi is Matcha that Raya, then eventually he brings that Sugya and he says, in that Sugya we see the Reish Lakish says, the truth is, it wasn't five that were nigmar in Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, it was really only four. The suffix was about which ones, and we see that they were machmer and makim suffix. So as far as Reish Lakish, he says, it's not a raya, maybe it's because there's a raiv. If we're down about any one of the five, whether it was included in the Hilchasa or not, we could go bust a raiv and assume that it was, since four out of the five were included in the Hilchasa. However, what about if you hold like Ibn Nasin? Rasim says it really only was one that was included in the Hilchasa. It's still the Chum answered all five, that Lachari would be a raya, that a Safik Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, we have to go to Chumra. However, he's matched this as well, and he says here, it was Gzeira Mufureshes, Acham made Gzeira that all five should have the status of Chatois HaMeseis, therefore it's not considered a Safik anymore. And further, he says another Svara, since here in this case, if we would say that you go to Kula B'Makim Safik, then the whole din of Chatois HaMeseis would be in this battle. Since on each and every one you would say, perhaps it's not the one that the Hilchasa was said, therefore the whole Hilchasa will be battle. He compares this to that which the Ran says in Arvei Psochim, there's a suffix about which two of the four kaisis need haseba, and the Ran says here, you're not going to say suffix lakula, because that would tell us they could drink all four kaisis without haseba.
in the whole din seba of kaisis would be nizbatel. Now you don't say safek darbaran lakula. The Ran explains the same would apply here as well when it comes to halacha v'shem Sinai. If by saying that b'makom safek you go lakula, the whole halacha will be nizbatel. Yeah, you wouldn't say that you go lakula. And the sefer Meleches Choshev on Tmura, he brings this yisayid of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and based on this yisayid, he says we can answer a kasha which is brought down b'shem Nechsam Sefer, b'shem his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler. He asked the kasha the first mishnah in the 8th parak of Zvachim, the Fa'ayin Omebeis parak called Zvachim, talks about a case where we have a chatas hamisa which was nisayid with other behemoths. And the mishnah says the din is afilu achas b'ribo yamusu. Here we don't say that the chatas hamisa is nisbatel. The sigur that discusses why we don't say the dinim of bittel over here. Rakapanim, the kasha is, since the whole din of chatas hamesa in the first place is a safik, surely according to Reb Nosson, really the hilchos was only said about one of them, we asked all five in makam safik, so in this case we have an additional safik, the chatas hamesa was nesarib with other behemoths, it should be considered a svek sveiko. He explains over there, this is really totally in the question, in the case we have one safik in din and one safik with taroivis, is that considered a svek sveiko? In this case, one of the svekas is about a halachic question, if for example it was a vlad chatas. So there's one safik where the vlad chatas is the one that has the hilchosa that it should go to misa. And the second safik is the safik with tarevis. The vlad chatas was mixed with other behemoths. There's a shayla in the poskim if we dan this as a svek sveika. But according to the poskim that this is considered a svek sveika, so what is the pshat in the mission over there? Why should you ask for all of the animals you should take svek sveika and be able to be matter? So in the Sefer Meleches Choshev, he answers this question based on the first tarets of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. The first tarets which said that here it's not considered like a regular safik. The Chum asked all five b'teres vaday. They gave him a din of chatoi samesis b'teres vaday. Therefore, you cannot ask the kasha that it will be a svek sveiko when one of them is nesariv afterwards. Now, I'll just end off with one final point. There's an interesting Yushalmi which many Achrayim quote. This is a Yushalmi in Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid. The Yushalmi over there says as follows: Chomish chatoyis meisois rotsu bezdin levatal mevatlin. If bezdin will want to be mevatal the inyan of chomish chatoyis hameisois, they're able to be mevatal it. Yishamu then continues, Amar of Chia Barado, Hadot da'at Omar, Shele Yitchu Lemisa V'yiplu L'Nedova. Aval Likorev Agave Mizbeach, Ein Chatas Mesa Kreva. Rav Chia Barado clarifies, that which we said that the Bezdin could be mevatal the inyan of Chatoyis HaMesois, doesn't mean that he'll be able to be makrivit, or that they could be mevatal the Din Misa, and make it go to Ria, that money will go to Nedova. Arkan Divir HaYerushalmi. And all of the Chayim ask, what is the Pshan this Yerushalmi? The din of chatoyis hameisos is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. How could we possibly say that bezdin can be mevatel this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? So there are a number of different mahalchim which have been offered to explain this difficulty Yerushalmi. And the Yafei Einayim in the back of the Gemara over here in Tamura, he suggests the Pshan Yerushalmi is based on our Gemara, which says that really there were only four chatoyis hameisos. The Chum had to answer all five because they weren't sure which were the four. And the Yafei Einayim explains that's what the Yerushalmi means to say. If Bezdin want to be mevatel, they would be able to. It means they would be able to mevatel one. If they would figure out, I'll pee their pilpul, they would be oimer on the emes and figure out which were the four that were said. Then they would be able to be matter the fifth one. So Yishalmi does not mean to say they would be able to be matter all five. Rather, what Yishalmi means to say is they would be able to be matter one of them if they figure out which were the four that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai included. According to this, he explains, we understand very well why the Yishalmi says that even if they're able to be mevatel it, but it would still go to Ria, they would not be able to say that it goes to Lakrava. The pshat is because if the Eimed, which four had the din of Lamisa, then they would know that the fifth one has the din of Ri'iya, so they're not able to say that it goes to Lakrava, but they'd be able to say that it goes to Ri'iya and not Lamisa. That's one pshat given in the Yerushalmi. Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, explains differently. He explains the Yerushalmi understands that we should always say this Chomesh Chatoyis HaMesis, really the Lachan Moshe Mesinai was that it should not be Hukrav, it should go to Ri'iya. That which goes to the Misa, the Yerushalmi holds, that was only Din Derabbanan. This is what the Yerushalmi means to say, that if Bezdin will want to be Mevatel the Din Misa, they can be Mevatel that, because that's only Din Derabbanan. However, they will be happy to say that it goes to Lakrova, because with the Reis, the Hilchosa was said that it goes to Ri'iya, it has to be brought as an Eilo. It's only Derabbanan that said not to bring it as an Eilo either, to give it a Din Misa, so they can be Mevatel the Din Misa, but they cannot be Mevatel the Din Ri'iya. This is surely a great Chiddush, but upon this is another Mahalach in the Yerushalmi. As Brisk Rav in his countries on Meseches Yuma and Omud Chav Vav, he over there explains a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. He says, since we see in our sugya that the din of Chatoyis HaMesis was one of the dinim which were forgotten, Bimei Evli Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Asniel Ben Knaz brought it back. And this is what the Yerushalmi was being mechadish, since this din was not based on a Messiah, rather it was based on the pilpul of Asniel Ben Knaz. So if another bezin will come along and argue on Asniel Ben Knaz and they'll bring rayas, they'll prove that Asniel Ben Knaz was not correct, So the Bezdin will be able to be Eikar the Din, which Asniel ben Knaz was Mechadish to us. The Biskov then goes on and he says, so if so, what does the Yerushalmi mean to say? The Bezdin will not be able to say that it goes La'akrova, it could just be Mevatel the Din Misa, but it would still go to Re'iyo. He explains the Pshat is, what was the Shikha that happened? We may Evdo Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, and they forgot the 3,000 Halachas, which has the Gemara's Mevur, the Din of Chatas and Mesas were included in those Halachas which they forgot. The Biskov explains what they forgot was, which ones go to Misa and which ones go to Re'iyo. So that's what the Yerushalmi means to say. Bezin cannot come along and say that we could be makruv from these five, since we know that all these five were definitely either l'ri'iyah or l'misa. We just weren't sure which ones were which. Asniel ben Knaz was the one who was megal this to us, and that the Yerushalmi says that if another Bezin will come along and be mevatel it, they could argue on Asniel ben Knaz if they bring ra'is. Since we don't have a mesira, it's not a straight halacha l'mei shmei Sinai, another Bezin does have a kayach to argue on Asniel ben Knaz. In truth, the Biskov is not so clear what he means to say that Asniel ben Knaz was the one who was megal this to us. The Maisa Argumar does say, both according to Shlagash and according to Tevnasin, that we didn't know which ones were which. They asked all five Misafik because they knew that four were Asr or one was Asr. That point would still need clarification. But Agapanam, this is how the Biskov understands the Yerushalmi. That Bezin could come along, they have the ability to argue on Asniel ben Knaz. Now, I'll just mention one final pshat in this Yerushalmi, in the Sefer Pirushim and Chidushim on Temura, in the Psich over there in the beginning of the Masechta, in Chakira Dalid, he brings the say which we said before, Rav Bitzel Gachonon, that although in the Gemara it's Mavur, that they asked all five Misafik, the Maisa they asked them Miteris Vaday, now no longer has the status of a Safik. He brings over there the same Nafkamina which we mentioned before from the Sefer Meleches Choshev, the case in the Mishnah on Zvachom Daf Ayin, where you have a Chatas Mesa which was Nisar with other Behemais, the Mishnah says Kulam Yamusu, and the Kash they asked was Lechera Chatas Mesa's Bechal as a Safik. We don't know which one really was included in the Lechem HaShemisina that it should go to Misa. Now that it's Nisarev, if it's another Safik, it should be considered a Sefek Sveiko, if you hold like the Paiskim, that Safik Echad Bedin, Safik Echad B'Tarevis, has the status of a Sefek Sveiko. So here's where there's Nafkamino, if you consider it to be Asr Mitaris Vaday or Mitaris Safik, now that we're understanding that when the Chacham asked all five, they asked Mitaris Vaday, that's the Pshat where there's no Din of a Sefek Sveiko. Rakapan, with this Yisait, he says we can answer the Yerushalmi. The Avshu Yerushalmi says that if Bezdin wants to be Mevatel the Din of Chatos and Mesos, they can be Mevatel it. He explains what it means to say is this din, that all five are Asr B'Torah's Vaday, that's the din der Rabbanon. Midrashi, you consider it a Safik, and it'll be Asr B'Torah's Safik. The Rabbanon were the ones who asked for B'Torah's Vaday. This din der Rabbanon, another Bezdin could come along and be Mevatel it. And therefore, Nafkamina would be, and this is the case that the Yerushalmi is talking about, when it says the Bezdin has a Kach to Mevatel the din to make it go to Misa. Cases where now it was Nisayev with other behemoths, so now that the Rabbanim were Mevatel Adin, to Asr all B'Torah's Vaday, and they would say that's only Asr B'Torah's Safik, if it'll be Nisayev with other behemoths, now already would be considered a Sfek Seika, and you'll be able to be Matarit. That's how he understands the Yerushalmi, that it can be Mevatel this Din to Asr all of them B'Torah's Vaday, therefore the Mice, what will be the Din in this case when it was Nisayev with other behemoths? That's what the Yerushalmi over there continues and says, you won't be able to be Makrivit, you just will be able to save it from going to Misa. And the what he means to say, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi would be, is as far as being makrivit, that you don't have a Sfek Sveika, the one of Shach, all five, we do know that they have a din that they don't get Hokrav on the Mizbeach, they either go to Misa or they go to Re'iya, so you don't have a Sfek Sveika to be makrivit, but you do have a Sfek Sveika to say that it doesn't have to go to Misa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.